Johannes, thank you very much for doing this with me.
Yeah, no worries.
Your name, the very first time you said it to me, I was thinking, okay, it's going to be one of those Dutch sort of names. Starts with a J or something, but it doesn't. It starts with a Y. Is it actually a Dutch name?
It is.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Because of the Indonesia thing. And right.
Yeah, it is actually a Dutch name. It is taken from the German. It is a Germanic name that is taken from the Hebrew.
I didn't know that. Okay.
But it is a Dutch name, and it's actually very, very common in Indonesia.
Is it?
Yeah.
As Muslim as that country is, a little bunch of Muslims running around with Dutch names.
Yes, there is actually a lot of Muslims with the name like Honey or, you know, Elizabeth, for example, is quite a common name.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So you have kind of like the mix. Indonesia is actually a very, very diverse country. You have the mixes of like people with very Arabic names,
right.
People with very Chinese names.
Oh, right.
And people with very Dutch names.
How, you know, with the Muslim, for anyone who's listening who doesn't know this, it's the largest Muslim country in the world, right?
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
Okay. What's the role of Arabic in the society then?
Okay, so as I think you know...
Probably I don't. don't assume anything.
All right. The Arabic culture kind of seeps into... our culture from the religion, for example.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, right. Because, for example, like they do the prayer 5 times a day. And so literally if you just hang out in Indonesia, anywhere you'd be, there would be a mosque somewhere playing the prayer on a speaker. And so you'd hear it. And so... people just hanging out in Indonesia, you would hear Arabic every day.
Okay, so it is spoken, it is used, it's on TV, it's on packaging?
It's on TV, it's on some packaging, out of religion, it's not really used. But in context, in the religion, kind of like in the Muslim community, it's used heavily.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so people also use words... Arabic words,
sure.
That to signify something that's, let's say, pure or holy,
uniquely Arabic,
right,
or uniquely
right.
Muslim.
Uniquely Muslim.
It's not part of the Indonesian culture, so it has to be used in an Arabic
word. Right. And that's actually quite common. And people greet each other like "Assalamualaikum," which is a greeting
I used to know the response to that. I don't.
Walaikum salam.
That's it. No, that's it. like I'm an expert. Yeah. And actually, a lot of people don't realize how many words actually are of Arabic origin.
Right.
Like algorithm or algebra.
Right.
Those are all because there's a great history of science in the Arabic and the Muslim world. And a lot of those really basic ideas about basic scientific thinking come from a lot of medical terms, apparently, are very Arabic.